The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Zion's sake, I'll not hold my peace.
Welcome to For Zion's Sake. Isaiah 62:1 is taken directly out of the Hebrew Scriptures when the prophet Isaiah declared, "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning." Your hosts for the program are Shelley and June Volk, Jewish believers burdened to see Jew and Gentile become one. Believers strengthened in their faith and for their Jewish kinsmen to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God.
Bless the Lord. Good evening to you and welcome to For Zion's Sake. We thank you for joining us. We're the Volks. My name is Shelley.
And my name is June. Hi, everyone.
It's good to be with you as we continue a theme that we started yesterday. And if you weren't with us, our theme is the fear of the Lord.
The fear of God.
Amen. And we started yesterday talking about the fact that Solomon experienced so much of the pleasures and uncertainties of life, and he realized that we're all going to stand before the Lord one day and give account of our lives. And he came to this conclusion. You know, Solomon was the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes.
And King David's son.
King David's son. And when everything has been heard, Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, "Fear God and keep his commandments." And we see that combination in many, many verses. We read from Deuteronomy 6, 1 to 2. "Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep his statutes and his commandments." Again in Deuteronomy 10, we touched on verses 12 to 13. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord?" And then he goes on with the fear of the Lord. We need to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. So we see the characteristics of people who should live in the fear of the Lord. And of course, the fear is not some panic or some disaster coming upon him, but the fear is a word that in Hebrew, it's yare. It basically means reverence. And whenever the fear of the Lord is mentioned, that's the word used in the Old Testament. Reverence, esteem. Acknowledge the awesomeness of God, its adoration, its devotedness, honor, and respect. It's a very important aspect of our lives that we should all live in the fear of God. Turning to the Psalms, we read in Psalm 33:8, as we said yesterday, "Let all the earth fear the Lord." So while it was directed to Israel, God had intention for every creature in the world. "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." And jumping way ahead to the book of Revelation in chapter 14, verse 6 and 7, the word says, "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, to every tribe and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him." Again, I was so surprised when we started studying for this teaching. The fear of the Lord is actually mentioned more than the love of God is. It's a powerful aspect of life that we must incorporate it into our lives. Again, this fear does not mean fright, but it means, again, acknowledging God by revering him for who he is. We want to turn now to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Powerful, powerful verses regarding the fear of God. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. My son, if, okay, I'm going to emphasize if, and in other words, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you can cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find or discover the knowledge of God. This is such a powerful portion of Scripture, Junie. Again, God says, if, this is what's required of us, and then if you do those things mentioned in verses 1 to 4, God's promises, then you will discern or you will understand the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. Junie, what do you do with such powerful verses? God is showing us how we can discover and know the fear of the Lord, which will give us the knowledge of God.
I'd like to read that in the Amplified, Shelley, because it's so rich, it's worth seeing the words connected in English from Hebrew. And it's entitled, The Pursuit of Wisdom Lord. Brings Security.
Hallelujah.
And so everything about God in our lives is for the good.
Amen.
And so we say, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that your ear is attentive, skilled, and godly wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding, seeking it consciously and striving for it eagerly, yes, if you cry out for insight and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek skillful and godly wisdom as you would with silver and search for her as you would hidden treasures, then you will understand the reverence,
yes, Lord,
fear of the Lord, that is worshiping him and regarding him as truly awesome, and discover the knowledge of God.
Wow. Wow.
And as we brought out yesterday, knowledge is not intelligence, but it has to do with relationship.
That's right.
With God. And it's amazing, Shelley, the connection between worshiping the Lord and the fear of God.
Really. Junie, I just want to repeat the words that really speak the definition of yore, which means fear. But it means basically reverence. You'll see in many Bibles, they say fear with a footnote, and it means reverence. It means holding the Lord in high esteem, acknowledging his awesomeness, adoring him, being devoted to him, honoring him, and respecting him. And there's so many aspects of life that depend on whether we are living in the fear of God, in the reverence of God, holding him above all else, and more than revering him more than we do people. Again, if we do this, then we will understand the fear of God. It's vital in every one of our lives.
And you know, Shelley, if we had a deep desire in our heart for becoming a musician or studying science in university, we would attend and give all that is within us to learn the instrument, or if we're singing,
yes,
to be trained in how to use our voice, or studying for a career, we would invest everything,
really,
of our time,
yes, Lord,
and our energy. How much more,
hallelujah,
then should we seek the Lord and to understand the knowledge of God, to be in relationship with Him, to read His Word, and know when God commands us to do something, it's not because He's a dictator. It's because He wants to save,
yes,
us,
Lord, hallelujah,
from opening up our lives,
my
to
Lord,
the evil one. That's why Jesus came to begin with, Shelley.
That's right.
Our souls were fallen as a result of Adam and Eve eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Wow.
And that brought death to our soul. So everything concerning the fear of the Lord and keeping His commandments has to do with life and wholeness, and it makes us joyful.
Right.
And it says, happy is the man that makes the Lord his joy.
Let it be. Let
to
it
rejoice
be.
In the Lord. And again, I say rejoice.
Hallelujah. Again, Proverbs 2, 1 to 5. I, if you can't read it now, really open the Bible to study Proverbs 2, 1 to 5. Because it'll give us understanding of the fear of the Lord, and we will acknowledge the knowledge of God. There's a link between the fear of God and the knowledge of God.
And we find that, Shelley, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. It reads, the fear of the Lord is the beginning,
wow,
of knowledge.
That's right.
And then again to say that the word for knowledge in Hebrew is not intelligence, but it has to do relationship. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of a relationship.
Hallelujah.
The
hallelujah.
Knowledge of God.
I'm sure the heart is involved there, Junie, more than just the brain power. We go on in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. You just read, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. In chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So how do we get wisdom? How do we get the knowledge of God? Through the fear, through the admiration, through the, the reverence of God. Again, another one, June. Proverbs 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Again, the fear of the Lord opens up wisdom and knowledge of God. And it's the wisdom and knowledge that isn't head knowledge. It actually, if it happens in our lives, our behavior will change. We'd be so tied into the Lord, which is what He really wants.
And we see, Shelley, Job was tested by God in a big way. And we see in Job 28, verse 28, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fear of the Lord in regard to evil. So, Lord,
thank you, Lord.
We just want to thank
bless
you that the fear,
yes,
of the Lord,
Lord
is wisdom. Might we all reverence you, live for you, obey you,
hallelujah,
and love your commandments and keep them. In Yeshua's holy name.
Amen.
For Zion's
sake. Thank you for joining us this evening. If you would like to get in touch with Shelley and June, you can write to them at P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. That's P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. And you can also contact them on their website, ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. That's ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. Until next time, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This program was sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.